Chavov and Mabez. Here by the Mishnah. Tomid is Korav Vetisha. The Korban HaTomid in the morning or in the afternoon, sometimes we needed 9 Kahanim for it. The Yasara, sometimes we needed 10 Kahanim for it. The Yechorosa, sometimes we need 11. And Bishnei Mosa, sometimes we need 12 Kahanim. Loipachas Lo Yoser. Never less than 9 Kahanim, and never more than 12 Kahanim. Rashi says, Tomid Korav, Mi Shas Hoylocha Sevorim Veiluch, Kachoshev. We're talking now about the time when you start moving the Evorim, from then on. So you need at least 9 and not more than 12. So the Mishnah says, Ketzer, how do we have this? Atzmoy Betes. A regular Korban Atomid needs 9 Kahanim. So Rashi says, Atzmoy means Bechol Yoim Betisha. Chamisha Le'evorim, we need 5 of them to carry the 5 different parts of the meat. The Yechod Le'kerbayim, and 1 to carry the insides of the animal. The Yechod Le'soilis, 1 carries the flour. The Yechod Le'chavitin, 1 carries the special part of the mincha for the Kohen Gadol. The Yechod Le'yayin, and 1 carries the yayin. That's how we have 9 Kahanim that are taking care of the Korban HaTomid. For Hoch Reb Lezer Ben Yaakovi, the Let Le'chad Le'halos Mekevish Le'mizbeach. So Rashi learns it goes according to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. So Rashi says a chiddush here that this Mishnah that says we only need 9 Kahanim for the Korban HaTomid is the less holds like Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, the less lechad lahalos mikevesh lemizbeach. He holds that the same Kahanim that carry the meat to the keves, they were the same Kahanim that carried it further up to the mizbeach. Because according to the Rabbonin, there should be another Kohen. There's a Sarash learns a Chiddush. That according to Rabbanim, we said the first Kahanim only carried up until the Kevish, and then they went to say Krishma, and then another Kahanim went to carry it up. Now, how many other Kahanim went to carry it up? Sarash's Mashm only 1. It's even though to carry the Evorim to the Kevish, needed at least 6, but later when they put it down and another Kohen carried it up, for that, you only needed 1 Kohen to carry it up. This is Rashi Shittah, and the Miri also learns like this. The Ritva says not like that. Ritva learns in Avada, even according to Chachamim, that we say we needed a new Kohanim to carry the pieces of meat from the Kevish to the top of the Mizbeach. True, we needed another 6 pair. But the Pshat is, the Mishnah is only talking about the first part of the Avodah. We're talking about the first pair of Kohanim that start to carry the Tomid. How many Kohanim are involved at the beginning? We only have 9 Kohanim by a regular day. Then the Mishnah says, Bichag, when it comes to Sukkis, Biyad Eches Tlucha Shomayim. There's another 1 Kohen, that's how Harei Kan Asara, that's how you have 10. Another Kohen had to carry a Tluchas, a jar full of water, for the Nisach HaMayim. Rashi Bichag, Shetzorach, Shnei Nesochim, Echot Shoyayim, V'yechot Shomayim. So we needed another Kohen to carry the Tlucha Shomayim. Is Biyad Kohen Echot Tluchas Acha Shomayim. Now, Ben Harbayim, what about the Korban HaTomid that they brought every day in the afternoon? That was done the Echadosar, with 11 Kahanim. Why? Hu Atzmoy Betisha, the regular Korban HaTomid, just like the morning, needed 9 Kahanim to work in it. U Shnayim, you needed another 2 Kahanim for the Tomid Shoben HaBayim, that Biyodom Shnei Gezirietzim. That there's a mitzvah by the Tomid Shoben HaBayim, you had to have 2 big pieces of wood, a Nama by Nama, to put on top of the Marocha. And each wood, another Kohen carried. So you needed another 2 Kohanim to carry Shnei Geziri Eitzim. In the morning, we didn't need 2 Kohanim. Let's see Rashi. Rashi Ben Habayim. Shebechol Yoim, every day. Shnayim Biyodom Shnei Geziri Eitzim. We needed 2 Kohanim. Each one carried like 1 piece of wood. Lohisa Balatzi Marochom. Laharboi, stay it on to the wood that's on the Marocha already. The Gemara Yalaflo Mikro. We'll soon see from a postik. That Shebein Habayim Tzorach HaTomid Shnei Gezirim. In the afternoon, Tomid needs a new 2 pieces of wood. And Bishnei Kahanim, 2 Kahanim have to carry it up. Aval B'Shachar, Zot Rashi, what about the Tomid Shal Shachar in the morning? Loiboy Yisidu Shnei Gezirim. You didn't have to put 2 new pieces of wood there. Ela B'Koyin Echod, only 1 Koyin did it in the morning. The Yechsevu Bi'er Oleh HaKoyin, with Ashen 1 Koyin in the morning, puts the Shnei Gezirim Eitzim. I saw Kopon and need 1. That we had before, that the same Kohen that was Zeicher to do the Truma Sadeshin, he's also Zeicher to put the Shnei Gzireitzim Agabi Marocha. So we're not talking about that Kohen that did the Truma Sadeshin. We're talking about the Kohanim now that start to do by the Korban HaTomid. So that's why in the morning we only have 9. In the afternoon, there were another two kohanim involved, carrying each one a piece of wood to put on the marocha. Weiter, so that's how you have 11. B'Shabbos, Zochol Becher Oser, and Shabbos also we had 11 kohanim working in the Tomid. Who atzmai betisha? The regular korban atzmai needed 9 kohanim. U'shnayim and another 2 kohanim biyodim shnei bezichel avoyna shalechem aponim. That we took off the shnei bezichim from the lechem aponim, and they used to burn that on when they burnt the Tomid. So with another 2 kohanim were doing the avoid at the same time they were doing the korban atzmai, they were burning the 2 bezichim, the 2 like plates full of levoina that were on top of the lechem upon him. Or the Shabbos Shabbatei Chag, what about a Shabbos that's in the middle of Chag HaSukkos? Then we have 12. Why? V'yadecha tzlucha shemayim. Because on a regular Shabbos we also have 11. Because you have to burn the Shnei B'zicha Levoina. And on the Shabbos that comes out on Sukkos, there's another kohen carrying the Nisach HaMayim. So that's how we have a case of 12 kohanim. So you never have more than 12 kohanim working at Korban HaTomid, and you never have less than 9. So tomorrow, Omer Rabbi Abba, V'itema Romi Bar Choma, V'itema Rabbi Yechanan, Ein menaschin mayim b'chag, ela b'tomid shol shachar. You know, during Sukkos, that we bring special the Nisach HaMayim, we have to pour from this jar of water on top of the Mizbeach. When and how many times a day did we do it? We only did it once. And when in the morning? By the Tomid Shol Shachar. What's the Raya? Mimai, what's the Raya? Midiktoni uvi Shabbos shebatrich hachag v'yadecha slucha shemayim. Because it says, where's the case that we need 12 kohanim to work v'shas the Tomid on Shabbos in the middle of Sukkos, where we have 11 because of Shabbos, and one more because of the slucha shemayim. Because of Sukkos, he has to bring the Nisach HaMayim. Now, if you want to tell me now that even the Tomet Rebbein Abayim also, we brought the Nisach HaMayim on Sukkos, every day of Sukkos, you brought the Nisach HaMayim, even in the middle of the week there, in Chol HaMoed so Sukkos, you could also find the case we will have 12 kohanim. You know how? Because every day, the Tomet Rebbein Abayim needed 11 kohanim. The 9 kohanim, the regular Tomid, and in the afternoon you need another 2 kohanim to bring the Shnei Gziri Eitzim. So you had 11. Now on Sukkos, if you tell me you have to bring the Nisach HaMayim, the Shas, the Tomid Shoven Abayim, so at the Tomid Shoven Abayim, all 7 days or 8 of Sukkos, you'll have to have 12 kohanim. So why does our Mishnah say it's only on Shabbos? Why don't we have a case of all the days of Sukkos? Shrashi Mamai, Midatoni of a Shabbos. Mechlal the Shah Yemoy Sachag, the rest of the days of Sukkos, Loimotza Shiyitun Shnei Mosa. We don't have any case that you need 12 kohanim to work with the Tomid. Now, V'yamrit Av Ben Habayim, Menaschin Mayim Bechoil, Shall call Yemoy Sachag. If you want to tell me that throughout Sukkos, every day, they pour the Nisach HaMayim, even B'Shas the Tomid Shabbein Habayim in the afternoon, Avazay Meshkachas Lo Yud Beis, Ben Habayim Atzmoy. I'll tell you, throughout Sukkos, you needed every day 12 kohanim for the Tomid Shoven Abayim. Why? Because Atzmai Betisha, the regular Korban HaTomid itself needs 9 kohanim, like the Mishnah Cheshbon Leis already. 6 for the different parts of the meat, with the Kirbayim, and then 1 for the Serlas, 1 for the Chavitim, and 1 for the Yayin. That's how you have 9. Now, Shnayim B'yodim Shnei Gzirin. Now, for the Tomid Shoven Abayim of the afternoon, you always needed another 2 pieces of wood, carried by 2 kohanim, so that's 11. Now, V'yechod V'yodim Slucha Shemayim, and another kohen on Sukkos, you need it to carry the Slucha Shemayim. So why didn't every day of Sukkos need 12 kohanim by the Ben Habayim? Elamayim Tzaraya, the Tomid Shel Ben Habayim, you didn't bring the Nisach HaMayim. The Nisach HaMayim was only brought by Tomid Shel Shachar. Tomid Shel Shachar only had 9 kohanim. So true, on Sukkos you had 10, but that's all. You don't have a case of 12. The only case we have of 12 is when it comes out Sukkos on Shabbos, then we have 12. Omer Ravashi says, I'll bring you around like this also, for the Mishnah in Sukkah. It says over there, to the kohen that's going to pour the Nisach HaMayim, going to pour the water on top of the Mizbeach, we tell them, pick up your hand. Why? Shepam Mechod, once it happened, that Nisach HaGabi Raglov, the kohen was at Stuki, and he didn't hold so much from it, so he just poured the water on top of his feet. And all the Yidden that were there watching him took their esrig, and Mama stoned him with the esrigim, and they killed him. So Shema Amina, this is a raya. So Rashi explains the raya is that when do they hold the esrigim? The esrig. In the morning, that's when he used a little of an esrig. So it says mashm in the morning, it means by the tomet shel shachar. That's when they were doing this nisach hamayim. And they saw that Stuki didn't pour the water the way he's supposed to, just on his foot. That's why they stoned him with the esrigim. Rashi, make sure to pour the water into a special bowl there, a silver bowl. Shalha mizbech, that's on top of the mizbech. Shunok, if it has a hole there. Kimin choytim dak, like a nose. Shayayim akaleach b'yaytze boi v'yua nisach. That's where the water, yayin, you pour the nisach yayin on that also. And on sukkis, you pour the water there also. That's the way you're supposed to pour it. Now, you used to tell him this because Palmachas once happened, La'ira hatzluchas teichas efel. This tzeduki didn't pour the water into the bowl the way you're supposed to. Rather, b'shofach ha'mayim ha'raglov. Levi shoyed tzeduki, because he was a tzeduki. V'yein amoyde b'nisach ha'mayim. He didn't hold for nisach ha'mayim altogether. So therefore, he didn't do it the right way. And everybody stoned him v'yesrogeyim. So Rashi, lomali l'misti v'yesrogeyim. What's the chiddush here that they stoned him with their esrigs? If loy bol lamdein, if not to come teach us this chiddush. That when do they do the nisach hamayim on sukkis? Only in the tomet shoshachar in the morning when they're holding their lulav. But in the afternoon by the tomet shoven hamayim, then they did not do the nisach hamayim. So that's another raya from the Mishnah in Sukkah. So tomorrow, Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Yomer, minayin le tomet shoven habayim she toyin shnei gziriyetsim. How do we know this din? And b'shnei kahanim, like our Mishnah is saying, that every Talmud in the afternoon needed 11 kahanim, the 9 like the regular one, and 2 more kahanim to carry the 2 gzireitzim, 2 pieces of wood, on top of the mizbeach. How do we know that? So Gemara says, Shenem, because the Pasuk says, V'orku eitzim, prepare the eitzim. Is im eino inu the Talmud shoshachar, if it's not going on the Talmud shoshachar, because the Pasuk later says, Uvir oleho akoyim, eitzim baboiker baboiker. It says, "Ovir aleha koyin eitzim a koyin one koyin mashma should bring in the morning eitzim to put every morning." Avizoy v'yarach aleha, yeah. Hey, it says, "Ovir aleha koyin eitzim baboiker aleha." Avizoy, what do we have in Vayikra Aleph that says v'yarachu eitzim? Here it says loshen eitzim, loshen two eitzim. What do we need this plastic for? Is to know in the Talmud Shabbat Abayim. If I'm the teacher, that by the Talmud Shabbat Abayim, we need Dafka Shnei Gziri Eitzim. Yeah. Pasuk Yibayz says, V'yorach HaKoyin. In Pasuk Zayin, it says here, V'nosu B'nei Aaron HaKoyinim Eish Alam Mizbeach, V'yorku Eitzim Alu Eish. V'yorku Eitzim, they have to set away the Eitzim on top of Eish. So what's this extra Pasuk, V'yorku Eitzim? So it's not going on the Talmud Shachar, because that it says really in Tzav. So this Pasuk here is going on the Talmud Shabbat Abayim. Yeah. Doing the Talmud Shabbat Abayim. For the more of Eimo, let's say no. Idi with Talmud Shachar. Maybe both Psukim, the Postik here in Vayik Ralef, and the Postik in Tzav is both talking about the Talmud Shachar. For Yomar Rachmona Ovid, for Yehoder Ovid. Maybe the Torah is saying like, let first put one Eitzim, and then put another Eitzim on it. Maybe you have to do it 2 times in the morning alone. How do we know to be Marbo, one for the afternoon? So the Gemara Im came, if that's so, they're both talking about the Talmud Shachar, Neima Kro Uvir Uvir. Let the Pasuk both places say the same Lashon Uvir Uvir. Like over there in Tzav, it says Lashon Uvir Aleho Akoin. But over here it says V'orku Eitzim. How come it changes the Lashonis? Why didn't it say Uvir Uvir? So that's a Rai, it's talking about 2 different cases. Samara says no. Ikasa Rachmana Uvir, who would have said Uvir Uvir Avimina? Chad in Treloi, who would have just said Lashon Uvir? I would say you need 1 coin here and not 2. Kamash Malon. The never chad, the never tray. I tell you, maybe we need the 2 psukim to tell us like this. First, 1 kohen comes and puts 1 down, and then you need 2 kahanim to come and do also the shnei gziriyetsim. So maybe both psukim, though, are going on the tomet shel shachar. As El Sakim, Mamish, first you need 1 kohen, and then you need 2 kahanim. So maybe you need 3 kahanim for the tomet shel shachar. And the Morim came, if that's so, Neima Kroa Uvier Uvieru. True, even if you want to say you need three, first time one, then two, it still should have said the same Lashem twice. It should have said both cases, one Uvier or one Uvieru. Inami Viorach Viorku. So it's a Lashem Yochid and a Lashem Rabbim. Mayu Bir Viorku. How come over here in Vayikral it says Lashem Viorku? And over there in Sav it says Lashem Uvier. It has to say like we're saying that Avad and Pashas Tzav is talking about the Tomei Shal Shachar, and there you only need one Kohen. Mashenken over here we're talking about the Tomei Shal Ben Habayim, and for this you need two Kohanim to carry each one Exirei Eitzim. Rashi says V'Eimah D'Neved Chad Kohen Echad Yisada Shnei Exirim Aboyker V'Yichsev U'Bir Aloha Kohen V'Neved Trei Shuv Yaviyu Shnei Kohanim Lasa Shnei Exirim. That's the Havamina. Maybe Mamash in the Talmud Shal Shachar in the morning, first you need one Kohen to put down there, Shnei Gziri Eitzim. And then after that you need another two Kohanim, and each one carries Gziri Eitzim. So maybe altogether you need four Gziri Eitzim on the Mizbeach. That's the Gemara's Teret. You can't say that both Psukim are going on the Talmud Shal Shachar. But then it should have said both places the same Lashon. Either Abir or Bieru, or Biorach Biorku. Why does it change Lashonis? Shemamina Kediyamorin. The Wat Ravad are two separate Talmids. One's a Shal Shachar and one Shobein Abayim. The Maratoni Rabbi Chia. Pius Pomim Yud Gimel. How many, when they make the Pius to divide up how many Kahanim? Sometimes we need 13 Kahanim. Rashi Pomim Yud Gimel means Kahanim Asukim Vyavoidis Atomid. Kedlamba Masnissin. But Pius Sheni Yud Gimel Kahanim Zechem Boy. Like the Mishnah before said, the Shasta made the second Pius. When they started to give out the jobs for the Talmud Shal Shachar, there were 13 different jobs there. Even though our Mishnah says only 9, that's 9 with the Avodas HaKarmid itself, the Talmud itself. Before we learned, though, that there were other things involved. Like it was said there, Mishoichet, we had Mi Medashim Mizbech HaPnimi, Mi Medashim HaSamonurim, Mi Malei Vorim, Lekevis, we had other things besides the actual Talmud itself. So a regular Pius was with 13. Pomim Yudalit, sometimes we had a 14. Pomim Tezvov, sometimes you have 15 Kahanim. Pomim Tezvain, you have 16. That's all. So either 13, 14, 15, or 16. Frekti Gemara Batanya Yudzain, we have another brayso that says sometimes the Talmud Shal Shachar even needs 17 different Kahanim, needs 17 Pusim. And the Gemara, he the like Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. Elik Reb Yuda. That does not go like Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. The one that says 17 is a pshat, there were two different pairs of Kahanim. One pair took the pieces of meat up until the Kevish, that's all, and then they went to say Kriya Shema, and then another Kohen came to fix up, to take him up from the Kevish to the top of the Mizbeach. So that's how you have 17. Like Rashi, Pum in Yudalid, Bichag, when it came down the middle of Sukkis, B'yadechot Slucha Shemaim, you had to have another Pius, because one Kohen in the morning brought the Nishamayim. Pum in Tezvav, how do you have 15? B'Shabbos. On Shabbos you have another two Kohanim, the Makri of the Shnei B'zichei Levoina, you have. Pomim Shisha, sometimes yes, sometimes you have 16. How do you have 16? Vishabbat Shabtecha Chag, in the middle of Sukkot, you have another one. Yeah. It's good. Sending more Sakashai, sometimes we have 17. So more says that did not come out according to Blessed Ben Yaakov. In other words, not like Blessed Ben Yaakov, it's good. Because then we say, you thought you need these 16 Kahanim, the original ones to carry, the 6 Kahanim, to carry the piece of meat to the Kevish. And then they put it down there. And then these Kahanim went to say Kriya Shema. And then, when they carried it up to the Mizbeach, there was another Kohen to take over. So that's how you have a 17th Gerul, a 17th Pius, for that one. So the Mishnah. Ayol Korav V'yechod Oser. Whenever you bring a Korban Ayol, a Ram, that's a Kevish bench that's two years old. A lamb is 2 years old. That's called an ayil. Is korav b'yechad osur. You have 11 kanim taking care of it. How do you have 11? Ha'bosor b'chamisha. The meat is the same thing that we have by the korban atomid. There were 5 kanim taking care of the meat. Five. Now ha'kerbayim. By the korban atomid, you had only one to carry the kerbayim, the insides. By lila, you had two. Hey, ha'kerbayim. That's why an ayil is different than the korban atomid. The korban atomid only had one for the kerbayim, one for the solus, and one to carry the yayin. Mashenkin, by the ayil, you needed two kahanim to carry the kerbayim, the inside, the kishkes, and two to carry the flour, and two to carry the yayin. Yeah.
Rashi abosa bechamisha kekevesh atomet. The same way you bring a lamb. Hasolis, because he needed shnei esroinim hoyu or shnei kahanim. Heis for nayu yarn have shnei esroinim of flour. Therefore, we needed two kahanim. Weiter. Par. What about when you bring a par, an ox for a korban? How many kahanim do we need then? Korav the esrim viabo. For that, we needed 24 kahanim to take care of the korban of a par. Why? Horosh viaregel. We had before that the first, by a korban atomid, only one kohen carries the head and the regel. Mashenkan, but the par is too heavy. So by the par we say horosh viyechad. The head, one kohen by himself carries the head. For your regel b'shnayim, you need two kahanim now to carry the leg, the right leg. Ha'ukitz, what about the tail? For your regel and the left leg. For your ukitz, by tomid the next one was ukitz your regel. Now here by the par ha'ukitz b'shnayim to carry the tail, you need two kahanim to carry the tail. For your regel b'shnayim to carry the left leg by the par, you also need two kahanim. That's how mamash you have much more than the korban atomid. By the Talmud, you only need one kohen to carry the ukitz and the regel. And here, your mamish needed two for the ukitz alone and two for the regel alone. Ha'chozah v'yagor. By the korban atomid, we had one kohen to carry the chozah, the breast, and agorah, the neck. Mashenken by par, ha'chozah v'yechad. To carry the breast, one kohen carry the chozah. V'yagorah, to carry the neck, v'shloisha. You need a mamish three kohenim to carry the neck of a par. Now, shtei yodayim, v'shnayim. That's what we have, the two hands by the ox. That's with two kahanim. Ushtei defanis, and you have the two sides. Bishnayim also with two kahanim. Harkibayim, the kishkas here, the insides of the par. Vihaselis, and the flour you bring for the mincha of the par. Vihayayin, and the yayin. Bishloisha shloisha. For each one of these three, we needed three kahanim. You need three kahanim to carry the kerbayim, three kahanim for the seilis, because it was three esroinim, and you need three kahanim to carry the yayin for the yayin for the korban apar. That's how we get 24. Now, the medevor mamurim, when do we say we need so many kahanim to take care of these karbonis? That's only karbonis be karbonis sibur. If you're bringing this for korban sibur, then the par needs 24, the ayo needs 11, and the korban atamah needs 9. That's by a korban tzibur. Avo, the korban yochid, if a person brings a private korban yochid, then im rotza la'akriv makriv. If one kohen wants to do the whole avodah by himself, he has a right to do the whole thing by himself. You don't need more than one kohen to do by a korban yochid. So Rashi says, im rotza la'akriv ha'kohen yochid es ha'kel, or b'lay pias. He can do it without a pias, he can do the whole thing by himself. Weiter, the Mishnah ends off, have shiton v'nituchon shel elu v'yelu shovim. What about skinning the animal? And what about slicing the meat, cutting it up? Both by a korban tzibur and by a korban yochid, there's no pious for that. That's kosher, even by a zar to do it. And Rashi says, have shiton v'nituchon shel tzibur v'shel yochid shovim liyos k'sherim bazar. Welcome to Forest B'Gemara. They both have the same halacha, that when you come to slice up even the korban atomid, which was a korban oilo, you had to skin the animal, the skin went to the kahanim, and then you had to slice up the meat. Who was able to skin the animal and to slice it up? Even a zar. You didn't need a kohen, there's no pious for that, even a regular zar could do it. So that's shova, zay by a korban sibur, zay by a korban yochid, you say the same halacha. Moses Tonim, we learned in a brace like this. Have Shaitan v'nituchon. What did the Mishnah mean to say the Shove? They mean Shovim v'zar. That even a zar, you don't need a kohen to skin the animal of the korban atomid and to slice it into pieces. Even a zar could do it. Oma Chizkiya. So Chizkiya says, Minayin. How do we know this Chiddush? That lehev shet v'nituach she Shove v'zar. How do we know that slicing the animal and skinning it by a korban could be done even by a zar? So he says, Shenema, because the Postik says, problem is, how do we know that hefshit v'nituach is kosher even by a zar? You don't need a kohen to do it. So Moradashin Shenema, the Posek says, the Posek Zayin, v'nosenu b'nei Aaron ha-kohen eish ala mizbeach. The Posek says, hey, the Posek before spoke about hefshit. Posek Vov said, v'hefshit es oilo v'nitach oisel m'socher. You have to skin the animal and slice it up. And then the Posek Zayin says, v'nosenu b'nei Aaron ha-kohen eish ala mizbeach. V'yoku eitzem aleish. So Gemara Dashin's Nesinas Eish Boyikuna. From here on, just to put the fire on the Mizbeach, That's what you need a kain, like the pasuk says. For nasan b'nei'an a kain eish al mizbeach. To put the fire on the mizbeach, we need a kain. Mashenkin, the pasuk before of hefshit v'nituach loy boy kuna. That does not have to have a kain. That's why it's very good. Only a pasuk zayin does a start off saying v'nasan b'nei'aron a kain. From here we need a kain to put the fire on the mizbeach. But the pasuk before of hefshit and nituach does not need a kain. That's the raya. For the Gemara, no, there's no raya for me, I'll tell you. For the Gemara, haimi boile, this kid can't have a drasha from over here. I'll tell you maybe, haimi boile, this we need, lagufe. You need it for it itself. For the Mohar, mi boile lagufe. Drashi, mi boile lagufe. The niboyi koyin, that you should have to have a koyin to put the fire on the mizbeach. Is minolain lehefshit v'nituach. So how do we know that said hefshit v'nituach does not need a koyin? As if Pasuk Zion is extra, so you can say it's extra, tell us this Chiddush, that the Pasuk before does not need a Kohen. But maybe Pasuk Zion is not extra. Pasuk Zion we need Legufei, to tell us that we need a Kohen to put the Eish Alam Mizbeach. So Marissa like this, Omer Rav Simi Barashi, Ashke Chela Abaya, I found Abaya, to have a Mizbar Leila Brei. That Rav Simi Barashi found Abaya, that Abaya was explaining this Kasha to his son. He was explaining, how do we know, Takom, that we do not need a kohen, even a zaharis kosher, for nituach and hefshit? How do we know this? So he says, because it says like this, the pasuk says, v'shochat. You have to make a shchita. Pasuk, hey, v'shochat as ben abokar, the pasuk says. So we dashin shchita b'zak shera. You know, to make the shchita, even a zahar, not a kohen, could also make the shchita. That's what we dashin the pasuk. For the gemara v'chi meyayin bos. Like, what are you telling me? Why would I think to say I need a kohen? That you have to tell me an extra chiddush of a shochet, I do not need a kohen. Like, what's the half meaning to say you should need a kohen? That you're telling me your drasha, you don't need a kohen. So Mar says like this: Mechlal shenema, because there's another pasuk in Bamidbar that says v'ato ubonecha itchom tishmu es kunaschem. And it said to you and Aaron, the kohanim, you have to take care of all the kabonis. Heis tishmu es kunaschem. Is shemeya niya filu shchita. For that pasuk, I would think anything to do with the korban, even the shchita. Also, the pasuk says, "Tishmu es kunaschem." You kind of have to be careful that you do it yourself. Don't let anybody else do it. So I would think, even for the shchita, also you have to do it. Talmud Leima, that's why we need this pasuk here in Vayikra. Hey, that says, "Veshochat es ben habok lefnei Hashem." And then the pasuk first says, "Vehikrivu bnei Aaron hakohanim es hadom." Yeah. So what are we dashing? That mikabolo v'yeloch mitzvah kuna. When do we need a koyin? Only from v'hikrivu b'nei Aaron hakoyinim es adam. V'hikrivu here means from kabolo. To receive the dam, that's when the koyin starts to do the avoida. But at the beginning of the posik, v'shochat es ben habok l'fnei Hashem, does not need a koyin. That's the drasha. Only from v'hikrivu b'nei Aaron hakoyinim. Only from kabolo sadam, from then on, do we need a koyin. Mashenk, at the beginning of the posik, shchita does not need a koyin. That's why I dashed from this pasuk. So again, what do I need this pasuk for? Because since there's a pasuk in Bamidbar that says v'yato v'necha itcha tishmu as kunaschem, I would have think that everything to do with the korban, you would often need a koyin. Kamashmula, no, you don't need a koyin for everything. Yeah. But this, and another raya for this is the pasuk says v'somach yodoi v'shochat. Hey, the pasuk Dalit says v'somach yodoi v'shol of nisla l'chaprolov. Then it says v'shochas ben abokar. So limud ala shchita shekshere bizar. In other words, that's the drasha now. That just like shchita, the somach yodo goes on the Yisrael, the baile makes the smicha. Who are the next pasuk for shochad also goes. The baile of Yisrael is allowed to make the shchita. When do we need the kohen? Only from vikrivu, from the kavolos adam v'elach. That's when we need a kohen. But before that, we don't need a kohen.